Greetings, everyone. This is Derek with Overcomers Life Group Podcast. I pray each and every one of you are doing extremely well today. As you see, I have a picture here of a mirror. When you look into this mirror, think about actually looking in your own mirror. As you visualize that, what and who do you really see? Do you see someone that you hate or dislike in the mirror due to past mistakes, some type of abuse, neglect of a loved one? This message is not to get you to dwell on any of those bad experiences in the past, but it is a message assuring you of who you are in Christ Jesus today. His words say such, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 5 through 10. Even when we were dead in sins, have quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. And have raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Colossians chapter 2, verse 8 through 15. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him. And said, let me repeat that a little bit again. That's verse 10. And you are complete in him who is the head of all principality and power. In him you were also circumcised with the circumcision made without hands by putting off the body of the sins of the flesh, by circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, in which you also were raised with him through faith in the working of God who raised him from the dead. And you, being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. Having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. Wow. So all of this to say is, for us that are believers of Christ Jesus, that still may be wallowing around in our past hurts, past sins, etc., stop it right now. Realize who you are in Christ Jesus and the price he paid on the cross for us all. Really let these scriptures sink into your spirit to reaffirm that no matter what you have done in the past or what may have happened to you in the past, once you receive Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior of your life, boom, these scriptures and many more apply to who you are in Christ Jesus now. Now, I know many of you may be well-versed than I am in scripture, so you may know the more scriptures that may apply to what I'm talking about, which is good. If not, definitely do your due diligence and your homework on that. So anyway, don't let that monkey play with your mind and thoughts. He will try to keep reminding you of your past mistakes, you know, etc., of your past. Open up your mouth and speak the word of God against any of those thoughts he sends your way. I've heard an old saying such as, We can't control what comes into our minds or thoughts, but we can control what stays in there. Give any of those bad thoughts that try to creep in an eviction notice immediately. You don't have time for no foolishness. Don't let it root and nest in your thought process and in your mind. Give it an eviction notice immediately. All right, well, everyone, I trust that this was a timely message for someone out there in the world. So stay encouraged in the Lord by feeding yourself with the bread of life, which is his word. Peace and blessings to you all. You all take care. Until next time, peace be with you. I'm not the only one.